I'm opening the Brazilian Ipanema Corp Arabica bean for the second time today. I've had it in the morning as a flat white, and now, late afternoon, early evening, I'm thinking of giving it another go as an espresso. And I'm opening this bag and I'm shaking the beans around a little bit just to, again, accustomize my nose. And it is a beautifully rich aroma. Very much reminds me of dark chocolate. For the first time, really, that I'm sniffing a bean that immediately sends me down a route. It's very full and rich, and it's lovely. And the beans have got just that lovely luster glow on them. They're very evenly roasted. I don't expect anything else from artisan roaster CGP by now. I've seen quite a lot of his beans. And this one doesn't disappoint in its appearance. And I've just seen that on the package that this Brazilian Ipanema Co-op is a few varieties of Arabica bean. The Mundo Novo, the Acaia, and the Icatu bean. They're all derivatives of Arabica bean. And this is from a co-op in Brazil where I suppose it's been blended at the co-op already. I'm really interested to see what it will taste like. Well, I quickly made an executive decision because it is quite late in the day and I don't want to have that much caffeine again. I decided to put two little espresso cups underneath a double spout. Be really conscious of my tamping to see if the flow is really symmetrical and the same amount ends up in both cups. Which, if I'm very critical with myself, which I have to be, it's not quite real. I haven't quite realized it because on the right hand side, there's just a touch more in there, and I noticed that the left-hand spout, instead of really keeping the flow very even, it sometimes just stopped and started, but very, very minutely. I'm being extremely picky with myself, which I have to be. There's a beautiful crema sitting on top, and I'm about to go in and have a sniff. So effectively, I have two single espressi here, and I've used 16 grams. The nose is lovely. I mean, it is, again, I don't know whether I've implanted it in the back of my mind that this is dark chocolate, but I'm getting a definite dark chocolate, and I've just put my thermometer to it. I don't want to scold myself. It's about 51°C, so I'm ready to drink. Oh, it's beautifully balanced. The mouthfeel is obviously a bit lighter than a double espresso would be, but it is beautiful. It is silky, it is smooth. It is full rounded, there is a balanced acidity in it, and it's got a chocolatey quality to it for sure. I must have another sip. Mmm, this is lovely. And I've tried from both little espresso cups, the red one as well as the black one. Really tastes almost the same because there was just the minutest difference in the volume in each cup. And it is a lovely coffee. Again, thumbs up to CGP from Vienna.